All right, before I get to my next guest, and you know, our good friend Tom Patry, and boy, it's always a great time when TP is a part of the show. I want to give a quick shout out to a couple of our friends. First, I want to give a shout out to our friends over at Positive Vibes Golf. Go check them out online at positivevibesgolf.com and follow them on Twitter at pvibesgolf. Their head covers and putter covers are a unique way to keep your mind focused on the positive thoughts, you know, that that we all need when we're on the golf course, right? We do so much negative self-talk. Boy, this is a great way to bring your mind back to a positive way of thinking and really just to have more fun. One of the things on their head covers, enjoy today. What a wonderful message, right? You're out there with your friends. Enjoy today, right? Enjoy the game. Enjoy being outside. Enjoy the company you're with. It's a great way to put positive images back in your mind. Again, see what I mean by going online to positivevibesgolf.com.
I want to give a shout out to our friends over at Golf Pride. In golf, light grip pressure releases power. Golf Pride engineered a secret that pros know. A larger lower hand encourages lighter pressure. Plus 4 technology is designed with 4 additional layers, which reduces tension in the lower hand to generate more power. Play Plus 4 and release a secret pros know. Now available on Tour Velvet, the winningest grip on tour. Grip confidence, grip golf pride.
And this segment of the show is sponsored by our friends over at 2-Under. I want to remind you about our friends over at 2-Under, men's performance briefs, the unofficial underwear of the PGA Tour. Worn by PGA Tour players like Ricky Fowler, David Toms, Jerry Kelly, William McGirt, Jason Kokrak, and Matt Everett, to name just a few. Your buddies are going to think you're a stud if they're even seeing you in your underwear, which is another story. And your girlfriend and her wife is going to love the side effects, a visibly enhanced profile. The Joey Pouch technology provides the ultimate male asset management. It separates a man's most valuable assets from bodily contact to reduce unwanted skin-on-skin contact, providing less chafing, more control, and an altogether more luxurious feel. Start every round 2-Under by wearing the coolest performance briefs on the market. Use code ONTHET20 to save 20% off your order at 2under.com. And that's the number 2UNDR.com. All right, now back with me here on the French Lick Resort guest line is my good friend Tom Patry. Tom is a Golf Tips Magazine Top 25 instructor. He's also the new director of instruction at the Hawthorns Golf and Country Club in Fishers, Indiana. And if you're anywhere near Indianapolis and need help with your golf game, go on his website, tompatry.com, subscribe to his newsletter, and then go see him, with book a lesson, and go check out Tom. It's not going to get any better for you. Tom is just absolutely one of the best instructors anywhere on the planet, and I'm excited he's back with me again tonight here on Next on the Tee. Hey, TP, how are you tonight?
Christopher, my man, what's going on, big boy?
I'm excited to have you back on the show. It's been a little too long.
God, I'm so excited I can't even see straight. I'm so excited, I'll tell you.
I appreciate you, Tom. So,
before you say anything, I got a proposal for you. Okay?
Okay.
Here's my personal two things. First thing is, anybody that would schedule a podcast during Major League Baseball's All-Star game may be a communist. I just want to just throw that out there. Okay? I can't believe that I'm on a podcast with you in the All-Star game. So that's number one. Here's number two. I'm going to take 6 players for the next 5 years on the PGA Tour, and I'm going to give you a choice of 9 names to pick 6 from. Okay, I'm going to take Matt Wolf, Colin Morikawa, Victor Hovland, Joaquin Niemann, Justin Shew, and Sam Burns for the next 5 years, and you can take any of the following 6 of 9: Ricky, Justin Thomas, DJ, Brooks, Spieth, Day, Rory, Woodland, or Tiger. Okay, and then we're going to compile wins and money, and whoever loses has to caddy for the other person for the following 5 years. I'm going to take the 6 newbies, the babies on tour.
Yep.
Okay, and you're going to take a pick of those 6 of 9 current superstars, or as I would put it, based on these 6 youngsters, you're going to take 6 has-beens against my 6 newbies.
I'll tell you what, that's not an easy bet as it might seem. And again, you know, we know how fickle the PGA Tour is, and you know, guys can burst onto the scene and then fade away. But I'm telling you, Tom, boy, looking at some of these kids, it's the new young guns versus the old young guns, I don't know. You might have the winning team.
Let me throw a couple things at you yesterday. So in the final round, we know Matt Wolf wins. We know that. He shoots 65.
Yep.
Collins shoots 66, and Havlin shoots 65. So the three young guys in the last round shoot 65, 66, 65. I mean, is that unbelievable on Sunday?
Yes.
On a stretch? I mean,
I tell you.
And then
you're right.
It's just incredible, right? And then we have and here I'm going to get in trouble again. I love to get in trouble on your show, but we have Spieth feeling sorry for himself. Rory can't find the handle. You know, I mean, these guys, Justin Thomas has been kind of a non-factor this year. These guys are young, 28 and 29 years old. But guess what? If they don't be very careful, they're going to get run over by a freight train from behind. They need to wake up.
Yes.
These kids
agreed.
Are unbelievable. They're unbelievable.
Yes, they are.
They are.
Let's talk about them.
Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, I want to start getting your thoughts on these guys individually. I know collectively they certainly burst onto the scene, particularly this past weekend where it seemed like they were all at the top of the leaderboard. But I want to get your thoughts on Matthew Wolf. He's a kid who's won the NCAA individual title earlier this year. Obviously, won on Sunday in just his third start on the tour. What are your thoughts? Obviously his swing is very unconventional.
I mean, listen, so is Jim Furyk, okay? So is Gabe Brewer. So is Chichi Rodriguez. So is Raymond Floyd. Jack Nicklaus had a flying right elbow. I have no problem with the individuality of Matthew Wolf's golf swing. The thing that I love about Matt Wolf, and I haven't seen Matt Wolf very much. I've only seen what you guys have seen on TV. I have not seen him up close. But you know what? He has a huge heart and a very big pair of, and I won't say the word on your show, but there's no fear. These kids are fearless. They don't fear anybody. They are seasoned at 20 years old. This kid is 20. He's not 22 or 21. He's 20. Okay. And not only, like you said, won the NCAA, Nick was the player of the year in college golf. I mean, he made eagle in 18 after Bryson made eagle. Like, excuse me, I'm coming through. Pardon me, son. Get that funny hat and go stand in the corner and I'll sign an autograph as I come by. I mean, get out of my way, It's it's just nothing. Like, it was no big deal. And then who do you want to talk about next? I got the whole list right in front of me here. Who's next?
All right. So let's move on. Let's talk Victor Hovland. He's another guy, right? He finished tied for 14th this past weekend. He won the U.S. Amateur before. Talk about him. What do you like about him?
All he's done in the last 2 years is he won the U.S. Am. As an amateur, he finished 13th at the Australian Open. He was low amateur at the Masters. He finished 12th at the U.S. Open this year, shooting the lowest score ever, 280 by an amateur, breaking a fellow named Jack Nicklaus's amateur record. But other than that, he hasn't done anything. And he really played bad at the 3M when Matt Wolf won. By the way, he only shot 15 under, for the week. So obviously he's not very good either. Who's next?
Let's talk Justin Suh. There's a guy who was a number one amateur and a four-time All-American.
You want to hear a crazy thing? In college, he shot 64 rounds at USC in the 60s. 64 rounds in the 60s during his college time at USC. So, and he has no problem going low, okay? Four-time first team, 14-time All-American in the Pac, in the Pac-10. I mean, the kid he's just as good. We haven't seen him really shine yet, but guess what? His day is coming also. Who would you like to talk about next?
All right, let's talk about Colin Morikawa. What about him?
Well, so I love this golf swing. This is the golf swing that probably, as a traditionalist and a conventionalist and a fundamentalist, what a beautiful tempo. He reminds me of Al Geiberger swinging the golf club. He reminds me of Payne Stewart swinging the golf club. Just a beautiful cadence and tempo to his golf swing. But he hasn't really accomplished much. He's only won the Sonny Hannah, the Transmiss, was a Walker Cup team player, won the Western Junior, and before finishing runner-up to Matt yesterday, tied for 14th at the Canadian Open. Other than that, he's not very good either. Anybody else you'd like to talk about, Chris?
Well, I tell you what, I want to switch gears just a tad, Tom. Because I want to talk about some of the other guys that you say are the has-beens, because, you know, we look at guys like Justin Thomas. You mentioned JT.
Before we go on there, let's not forget this kid Sam Burns from LSU, pretty damn good. And this kid Joaquin Niemann from South America has already won 6 professional tournaments at age 21. So that rounds out my top 6 right there. I mean, the folks listening tonight have to take those 6 names down and follow those guys week to week, because I think all hell's about to break loose.
Let's talk about the has-beens. So Justin Thomas, 26-year-old has-been. He's got a major, right? He won the 2017 PGA. And he got off to a good start this year, TP. I mean, he had 3 top threes back in January, February, but been struggling with a wrist injury and sort of not been heard from much since early this year. Talk about him. I mean, is this a kid? I mean, the thing that amazes me about JT is he's 5'10", 160, and he's hitting the ball 330 off the tee. I just don't know that the body can take it for with just the frame that he has. But what are your thoughts on Justin Thomas?
Well, first of all, we're kidding around here about has-beens. Okay, we know the kid's a wonderful talent.
Yeah,
he's got tremendous game. He's got tremendous length. But you know, I agree with you, because I always worry about the amount of speed these guys are creating for the frame of their body. You know, I look at the speed, I look at the body. When you look at a Koepka, or you look at a Gary Woodland, who's a big, strong, thick body guy, you know, you think that can hold up a little bit under the speed over time. But when you look at a guy, like you said, who's kind of 5'8", 140 pounds, and he's creating that kind of speed, and they all of a sudden, at 28, he's got a really severe wrist injury, you know, I think that's a little bit of a red flag. You know, we've seen what Tiger's gone through with his knee and his back and his neck and, you know, and his, and a variety of injuries. So that to me, as a coach, looking at a kid that age and that size frame, is you got to sit up and take notice of that. You got to really pay attention to that, and you got to really think about how you're swinging your golf club. Now, am I suggesting you make a swing change? No, I'm really more suggesting that maybe he just throttles things back and plays golf in a little different cadence or a little different tempo maybe. Listen, he's got plenty of yards to burn. So I'm just a little concerned about that. Who do you want to talk about next? Which has been now?
Give me your thoughts on Jordan Spieth. He'll turn 26 later this he'll turn 26 later this month. On the 27th, he turns 26. So we know about his 3 majors. We saw him have, a tie for 3rd at the PGA Championship. But do you think he's coming out of a stretch where he's just had sort of one of those bumps in the road that guys get during the course of their career? Or are you concerned about other things, maybe his mental makeup?
I would love to have lunch with Jordan Spieth and sit down for 2 hours with him and just talk about body language and attitude and how he presents himself and how he treats himself, actually. Jordan Spieth is not nice to Jordan Spieth. Okay. And that, I think that, you know, Bob Rotella is a dear friend of mine. And one of the greatest things he ever told me was the most damaging thing you can do is hear your own voice through your own ears, say something bad about yourself. You know, if you and I were playing golf, Chris, and we were razzing each other and you kind of half seriously said to me, you know, TP, you stink. I would kind of look at you and tell you to, you know, go jump in a lake and I wouldn't think twice about it. But when you do that to yourself, when you beat on yourself in your own voice, Bob always told me that was the most damaging thing you can do to your mental psyche. And this kid beats himself up hole by hole, round by round, day by day, week by week. And he's been in this funk mentally. We've watched this now for a couple of years now. And he can't seem to right the ship. Aside from that, I'm not crazy about his footwork and his legwork. I think his footwork and his legwork, it's really out of sequence with the rest of his body, and he has trouble squaring the club face up on a regular basis. So that, out of all the kids that we talked about in the has-been category, that's actually the kid, and I know he had that wonderful year where he set the world on fire, but that's the kid I'm probably most concerned about right now as far as going forward.
All right. Let's talk a little Bryson DeChambeau, guy who almost won this past Sunday. Hasn't won a major yet, but he does have five victories out there, including two wins in the FedEx Cup playoffs last year. But his swing is unique, you know, a little Mo Norman-esque, if you ask me. And obviously the one-length golf clubs that he uses, but he's only a few months shy of his 26th birthday. So give me your thoughts on DeChambeau. Is this a guy that's destined for greatness?
Listen, you can't argue with the success he's had so far. He's played tremendous golf the last, 18 to 24 months. He's won, a bunch of events really early in his career. But he's almost like, I always view him as like a ticking time bomb. The volatility and the anger at times is pretty well documented. It seems like he has kind of a short fuse, and that's the kind of motion I think, Chris, that when it goes off, it's hard to find your way back. He's so mechanical and so rigid and so robotic. And I wouldn't compare anybody to Mo Norman myself. I think Mo Norman is in a class by himself as in a freakish kind of way. I don't like the way it's not my style. I don't like the way he goes about it. I worry about that. If that gets off a little bit and he gets a little sideways, the way he acts emotionally, he could go into a tailspin. I'm not a big Bryson fan on that front.
So speaking of young guys with volatility and a ticking time bomb, let's talk John Rahm. A guy that just won the Irish Open, but there's a guy you want to talk about a ticking time bomb, TP.
So John Rahm, it makes no pretense about who he is or how he acts. I mean, Bryson gives you that cool as a cucumber thing, and then he loses his mind. John Rahm has never hidden the fact that he's got a temper and that he could give he could care less what you think about it or I think about it. He's going to go out and do his thing the way he does it. The kid's got a ton of talent. He's got a ton of length. He's got a ton of fight in him. Now, I don't like the anger thing myself. I think that's a little bit too dramatic for me on the golf course. I think that, Jack did a wonderful job of staying cool. Tiger, for the most part, did that. Raymond Floyd was incredible at that. So I'm more in those camps as far as how you play the game and how you control yourself. So John Rahm is going to get on these tremendous runs where he plays well and just goes on 4 and 5 week stretches where he plays out of his mind great. And then he's going to get sideways a little bit and he's going to be slamming clubs and, cursing at the moon and, banging his bag. And that's just who he is. I mean, but he's got a ton of talent and he's got a ton of heart and feel and he's got a lot of golf shots in his bag. And, let's face it, he's won all over the world already. He's won in multiple situations and multiple conditions. I think he's around for a while.
TP, just a couple more before I let you go. And I want to go back to Matthew Wolff for just a moment, because you've talked about some of the great players of all time that had different golf swings, the Raymond Floyds and the Chichi Rodriguez's and the like, Jim Furyk still playing. But when something starts to go wrong with a golf swing like that, How, as an instructor, how do you figure out how to get him back, to where he was? I mean, the kid's got so many moving parts and things that are unconventional that it seems like there's so many opportunities for things to go wrong. How do you fix it if it does?
I become dear friends and follow closely an instructor named Bob Grissett. I'd advise anybody out there. Grissett. Bob has a tremendous resource of video libraries of golf swings from the turn of the century to present. And he's a wonderful instructor, just moved from California to Florida. So he and I have made a little pact. We're going to spend a lot of time together this winter. But he's a tremendous golf brain. And he just sent me a piece of film of Matthew Wolff. And it's kind of from hip high to hip high, if you will. If you can imagine the downswing from the right hip down through impact back to the left hip. And the picture he sent me, the video he sent me, was waist high down, so you didn't really know who it was. And he said to me, "Who is this?" And I played the video, and from waist high to waist high, Chris, it is absolutely, believe it or not, it's absolutely textbook. It's you wouldn't break it down that way, because you look at the wildness of the backswing and the rerouting of the golf club at the top. But from waist high to waist high, it is as good as anybody you've ever seen swing a golf club. And I'll talk about, you know, Nelson and Hogan and Snead and anybody you want to talk about, you know, from waist high to waist high. It's as good as that. So he, you know, listen, that's all that matters. You know, that area of the golf swing is where everything actually happens, where the club is delivered and the ball is struck and compressed and leaves the face. So he has the ability, as does Jim Furyk, as did Fuzzy, as did Jack. You know, listen, Arnold was not exactly pretty, but did a wonderful job through the impact area. So that's all that really matters. And I think we get our eyes drawn to that wild backswing and the takeaway and the change of direction. But he puts the club on plane in the downswing, delivers it beautiful, compresses the golf ball, and leaves the impact area down the line in a classical way. So when I look at golf swings that are unconventional, I spend a lot of time looking at waist high to waist high. And that really tells me the story of the player. So he is unique. He is different. It is timing based, no doubt about it. But the kid clearly has incredible hand-eye coordination. And I'll go out on a limb. I could see Bryson DeChambeau losing the sequence much faster than I could see Matthew Wolff losing the sequence. How's that for a statement?
Wow. Okay. Interesting. Yeah. TP, one more before I let you go. And one thing
I'm up to midnight, Chris. Let's keep going. I'm good.
You got an all-star game to get back to, remember?
You already ruined the all-star game for me, so keep my mouth keep going.
I want to talk. I saw the images that you put out there on social media about weight transfer. I want to talk about that because I want to talk. I'm going to be selfish for 5 minutes, and I want to talk about that because I've always been about balance. You know, 50% of the weight on each foot, and I wasn't putting the weight on my left side and then transferring it to my right side. I'm like, well, that seems awkward and weird. Until I saw those pictures of you on that board. Talk about how you go about teaching people to load up on the left and get it moving over to the right.
Yeah, well, so I'm going to be fair and play devil's advocate, even with myself and against myself. My good friend Bob Grissett, again, doesn't agree with me on weight transfer. He thinks you stay very centered and turn around a single post. And I've always been, quite perfect. I teach two ways, Chris. I teach some people to load and release their weight, like you saw in those images on the balance board. And there are some people who have greater flexibility, that I try to keep more centered. So it depends who's standing in front of me. I'm a little bit of a chameleon in that sense where, you know, I teach weight transfer differently based on who's in front of me and what their ability is. I am a low flexibility player. In other words, I'm a short little fat Italian guy, and I don't have a lot of flexibility, so I've got to get my weight moving right and left to create any speed. You look at a guy who's got high flexibility, he might stay a little bit more centered and have a better chance of finding the golf ball. So I think it depends who's in front of you. I think that for the average player at the club level, okay, who is not an Adonis, is not Charles Atlas, and is not really, really pliable, I think I want to get that weight transferring, and that's what I use that balance board with those people more often than not. The balance board I've had for about 30 years, I've just made it a lot more stable and a lot better product in the last 2 years. I've had great success with that balance board in teaching people how to feel and find a weight transfer and sequence their arms in the delivery of the golf club as they move their weight both behind the golf ball, back to impact, and through the golf ball to their proverbial left side as for a right-handed player. So it's been a very simple tool, but a very effective tool. And those images that you saw, the ones you saw on Facebook that you're talking about, was just a demonstration of how I try to play golf myself.
Tom, before I let you go, remind our listeners again how they can stay up to date with all the great things that you do and follow you online and on social media.
Well, tonight they can find me at MajorLeagueBaseball.com on the Fox Network. Until at least midnight. But normally, they can find me at tompatry.com. They can find me on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, all those places, just by simply looking for Tom Patry. But more importantly, what they should be looking for is Next on the Tee every time it's on the air, because it's the greatest golf podcast in the world. That's what they should be looking for.
I appreciate you, TP, very, very much, my friend. Go back, enjoy the All-Star game. You probably only missed 12 home runs with the juice ball that they've got this year. So, you know, the score is 13 to 12.
I want to ask you a question. How many games are the Red Sox out at the break now?
10, I think.
10 or 11, yeah. So are you going to tell me there's going to be a comeback in the second half? Is that what you're going to tell me?
Of course there is. Why wouldn't there be? I'm going to be up in Fenway just in a couple of weeks. I'll be out there sitting on the monster, checking out the Angels series. I'll be down the third base line. My son and I are going up there. The comeback begins, my friend.
So for all our listeners out there, although I love Christmas Carol very, very much, that was a statement that proves that he's very delusional and he's lost in his baseball.
So, yeah. Comeback starts soon, TP.
I'm waiting for you, pal. I'm ready for you. Come and get me.
All right. I appreciate you, Tom. Go enjoy the game. Thank you so much for your time.
I love being on, pal. Have a great night.
Thanks, Tom. You too. That's the great Tom Patry, P-A-T-R-I. TomPatry.com is his website, and you can follow him on social media under the same. He's absolutely fantastic. His instructions are great. Tom is a great human being. He's a wonderful man and doing great things out there in Indianapolis now for the folks out at Hawthorne's Country Club and everyone in the surrounding area. So if you're in the Indy area at all, anywhere close, please go see him. He's going to improve your game. He's going to take it to heights that you didn't even think were possible. Tom is absolutely fantastic. All right, folks, time for me to put a bow on this edition of Next on the Tee. My sincere thanks go out again to Brian Jacobs, Catherine Roberts, and Tom Patry for joining me tonight. Please check out our website, nextonthetee.net, where you'll be able to keep up to date with our guest schedule and see who we've got coming on. Please also check us out on a newer site, launchpaddm.com. Click on the subscribe button when you find Next on the Tee. And thanks to those guys, we're featured right there on their homepage. We really appreciate that very, very much. And check us out there. And like I say, subscribe. You can also find us on a number of other great podcasting sites like Podbean, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Audioboom, Player.fm. We're across the net. If you're listening to podcasts and you've got one that is your favorite, you're probably going to find us on there as well. Please give me your thoughts. Check out our Facebook page, Next on the Tee with Chris Mascara. If you got a comment you want to make, if you got a question for one of our previous guests or a future guest, please let me know. I'll be glad to get that question answered for you. And again, check out our website, nextonthetee.net. That's where our guest schedule is going to be. Folks, thank you again for choosing to listen to the show tonight. We really appreciate the fact that you continue to make Next on the Tee a part of your golfing content. Until next week, hit them straight, my friends.
On the Tee with Chris Mascaro, where PGA and LPGA pros and top instructors and media members go to tell their stories. Join us the same time every Tuesday.